anything, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on our website. You get to actually control the content if you would like. You can find different things online that you think are interesting. Submit them as show prep over at freetalklive.com. They will appear on the upcoming stories page, and they must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to reach the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So, like this show, the website does not vet you. You can make and post any, you know, claims that you want to, and each person gets to decide for themselves whether or not they are believable. Same thing with your calls. Lots of people have made calls tonight on the subject of the HARP conspiracy theory. And then I was called out for being making fun of the conspiracy theorists.
And by the way, we do nothing like what we used to do on the show. I mean, we used to be brutal on conspiracy theorists, and we're a lot kinder than it used to be. I think we've learned that.
I don't think I called anybody a kook tonight. I think I called the theories kook.
Okay.
I think I called the
all
the
I remember is you
kook.
Saying kook.
Yeah, I did use the term kook tonight. It's true, but I tried not to call the conspiracy theorists kooks because. But
here's the question I'd have for anybody who's believes the HARP conspiracy theory, because I think that everybody's a conspiracy theorist. As far as I'm concerned, that term isn't very useful because everybody believes in conspiracy theories. But if you believe in the HARP conspiracy theory and I don't, is there a conspiracy theory out there that you do believe in?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't believe in.
Like lizards.
Like the lizard people. There are people out there, go ahead and research David Icke, who believe that the world leaders and Jews are lizard people from outer space that can shapeshift and stuff. And it's, you know, is that an exciting theory? Is that a ridiculous claim? Is it a kook theory?
It sounds like it would make a good TV series. Let's call it V.
Let's call it just like that, yeah. I mean, it was the old V series, and a lot of these things. When it, you know, aliens. People didn't see what they call grays now, the big-eyed aliens. Mm-hmm. They didn't see those until Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Until then, it was all the people that the kind of aliens you'd see in the other sci-fi movies.
It was robots and bugs.
Yeah.
Was the old aliens were robots and bugs before the big-eyed aliens, and those just took off. So strangely, after the movies, actually there was a movie before Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and I don't remember what the name of it was.
What, with Grays in it?
With Grays in it, and it was a couple of years earlier. But that's when they happened. That's when they started.
Interesting.
So the origin of Grays is that movie, and that's kind of how it goes. That's where likely David Icke got his lizard Jew theory was, well, the movie series V.
Well, it's not the government conspiracy, Mark. It's God, according to one preacher, and probably more than one of them, but at least this is the one that GayStarNews.com is reporting on, LGBT Global News 24/7. Christian preacher, Chaplain John McTiernan, not to be confused with John McTiernan, the director of Die Hard, has said God's judgment of gays caused the hurricane nearing the east coast of the United States. Anti-gay Christian preacher John McTiernan is already blaming Hurricane Sandy on gays as the east coast prepares for the storm, which has already killed 60 people in the Caribbean. Author and chaplain John McTiernan has decided who is at fault. On his website, Defend Proclaim the Faith, the preacher says the gathering storm must be God's judgment on gays and punishing the President Barack Obama for coming out in support of marriage equality.
Now, I'm not sure if you saw this. I saw a video on Facebook kind of recently of Barack Obama actually saying that he believed that the sanctity of a marriage is between a man and a woman. And he sounded very anti-gay in his response.
Was that recent, or was that a campaign video from 2008?
I think it was recent. Mm-hmm. I'll look into it. I don't recall, but he sounded very anti-gay in his response.
Interesting. I wonder to whom he was speaking in that particular.
It was some sort of debate, I think. I'm not sure. I will come back to that.
He believes ever since George Bush Sr. signed the Madrid peace process to divide the land of Israel in 1991 that, quote, America has been under God's judgment since that event. McTiernan said that Obama is 100% behind. Apparently, America wasn't under God's judgment for anything like slavery or any of the other things that America, you know, the government has done. It apparently was George Bush Sr. signing a proclamation back in 1991.
Well, and did gays just, are they new? They just came about? So what about the hurricanes in the past?
Well, he's not saying it's because gays exist. He's saying it's because Barack Obama came out in support of marriage equality. Both candidates, he says, are pro-homosexual and are behind the homosexual agenda. America is under political judgment, and the church does not know it. His reasoning for this is it's been 21 years since the perfect storm of October 1991.
I'd love to know what this homosexual agenda is.
Apparently it's to convert everybody into being gay.
And I think that there are lots of homosexuals that would like to convert lots of straight people into being gay. So I believe that that agenda exists.
I'm going on the record. Serious
yes,
about that?
Absolutely, sure.
Maybe in their fantasy that they, you know, see a straight man or whatever that they would like to have sex with, so they wish he would be gay, but they don't realistically believe they can be converted, right?
I don't know what they really realistically believe, but I think that they want to, don't you?
I don't know.
I think that they would want to in the way that Ian was discussing. I don't think they want to in any sort of serious
right. Like, oh, it would be nice if he were gay, but he's not.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm operating in a conspiracy in order to get all the attractive women in the world to kill off everybody else and just be me and them.
That sounds terrible.
Of course, you have no sex drive.
I can't imagine dealing
all those attractive
with that
women
many
kind of annoy you.
Women all at once.
Go ahead.
And that many people all at once. 21 years, he says, breaks down to 7 times 3, which is a significant number with God. 3 is perfection, as the Godhead is 3 in 1, while 7 is perfection.
I do love the number, theory things. Those are funny.
Well, he says this is the reason for everything, because there was a perfect storm in October of 1991. It's now been 21 years since that time.
Oh, there you go.
McTiernan,
because there are a lot of numbers in the world that would break down to 3.
But 3 times 7, Mark.
It's
3 and 7. 3 and 7, both perfect numbers, according to him. McTiernan had planned to host a prayer meeting.
If it was 10, would that be 3 plus 7?
Yeah, that's true. You could totally break that one down, too. I bet there was another nasty storm 10 years after that as well. However, the storm is scheduled because, by the way, there are storms every October, just to let you know.
Hmm.
Hurricanes. It's hurricane season.
Yes.
The online minister blamed Hurricane Isaac, which later became a tropical storm, on homosexuals. He said gay festival Southern Decadence was to blame, as God was putting an end to the city and its wickedness. Thousands of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people enjoyed Southern Decadence, and 9 preachers were arrested for an aggressive anti-gay demonstration. Tris Reed Smith, director and editor of Gay Star News, who is in Baltimore for LGBT's workplace conference Out and Equal, said, quote, "So far it looks like any cancellations to events over the next few days are just going to give us more time for partying. If God's trying to punish the gays, he sure doesn't know how to do it." So the gays are having themselves a hurricane party.
Might as well. I mean, that's what hurricanes are all about in Florida. Time to go home from work and drink beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've got alcohol and a hurricane, you've got a hurricane party.
That's right.
Right. You can have a hurricane party by yourself.
And they do.
So there you go. There's probably several preachers like him making similar claims in the media with the intention of, I don't know, what, gathering more to their flock or something like
that. Why doesn't God come out and say that this is just ludicrous?
What, that
I mean,
claims
unless
are ludicrous?
He wants it actually be to ascribe to him. I mean, you know, he's really about that not feeding the trolls thing, isn't he?
I guess he's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. We started the show out with, a story that actually is relevant to our lives.
If he would just zap a few preachers for saying this stuff,
they would shut up real fast.
I mean, he doesn't even need to do anything. Just random acts of lightning would happen. By the way, I heard a story one time on the news where some people were getting married and some lightning struck the church when they were getting married and actually set the altar on fire.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I mean, and the really weird part of the story is they finished the ceremony.
Was it right when the priest said, if anyone has an objection, speak now?
That would really be great. I don't know. I should look that story up and see if my memory's tricking me, because it's been at least 25 years.
All right, so we'll return.
Maybe I don't want to. I like my life better with that story being true.
We'll take anything here as far as your calls, as always, at 855-450-FREE. In addition, now people are asking about XM, because this is the hour on which we were normally first heard on XM, so we'll have to explain that when we return here. And then, if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about the 16-year-old teenager who has been shot to death by the police after threatening to kill himself. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an
access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Good day, Peter Kratschamble from Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5287, $876.44 for a half ounce, and $438.22 for a quarter ounce. $17,5287, $876.44, and $438.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here, 855-453. More about the teenager who was shot to death by the police after he threatened to kill himself and his mom called the cops. Whoops. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control. You can bring up anything that you want. And with you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options for you. Live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. And in addition to that, you can learn about our over 110 radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Listen.freetalklive.com. I said I would explain a little more about what's going on with XM. We just had somebody call into our call-in number and ask, hey, where's Free Talk Live? Because normally, up until today, we had been heard between 9 and midnight Eastern Time on XM's America's Talk, that's channel 166, on weeknights. Starting tonight, as in now, the first hour is not going to be heard. Only the second and third hours will be heard. So
previously, the first hour is heard live. Excuse me, the last hour is heard live, and then the first 2 hours were heard.
Previously, they would start our show at 9 o'clock, as though it were the first hour of the show.
All right.
So they are now starting the show at 10. I presume that means they're taking hours 2 and 3 of the program. So you'll still be able to hear 2/3 of Free Talk Live every night on XM's America's Talk. You will still be able to hear all 3 hours of our Saturday and Sunday shows on Extreme Talk on XM. If you don't like the changes, feel free to reach out to XM if you're a paying subscriber and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask to hear more Free Talk Live and hear the show live. I mean, it'd be great to be on live more often.
But one of XM. Frankly, the loss of the hour does show how we work with our... syndicators. I mean, our stations, our affiliates. We try to make it easy on them, and as a result, they take the easiest path, and Free Talk Live is the easy one.
Sure. So what happened was XM, now you're right, Mark, and I explained this in an email update that I sent earlier today, which I linked on Facebook and Twitter. It's not that they're upset at Free Talk Live or anything like that. Nope. It's just, it's business, and, they had to make room. Premier Radio Networks runs the XM channel that we're on. It's a Clear Channel company. It's their syndication arm. And what happened was Premier, when XM was getting started, Clear Channel put some money in. So they were an investor, and as a result of their investment, they were given 10% of the bandwidth of XM, as I understand it, and they could program whatever channels they wanted to there. And so America's Talk is one of their channels, and so they have a handful of talk channels, Extreme Talk, and then there's another one, Talk Radio, I think. And so they added something to one of their other channels, a new show, and they had to move an existing show to make room for it. And so that existing show got moved over to our channel, and they had to put him somewhere. And they put him in our first hour. And it's probably because Free Talk Live is so flexible. And this isn't the first time this has happened. We had been on all 3 hours on XM. They cut us to 2. The show they cut us to 2 for went away. And then they put us back all 3 hours. So it's the same thing happening again.
Because we're easy to replace with.
Yeah.
Then they know they can pop us in, and we're going to make it easy on them. We'd love to be on live on XM. There's no doubt. I mean, that's what we want, and it's a goal of ours. But... we also have to make things easier for our affiliates. It's one of the ways that Free Talk Live has managed to get on so many stations is because we make it easy on them.
Yep, exactly. So the best thing you can do is thank XM for having Free Talk Live in the first place.
Sure, by the way. Always be nice.
Tell them you appreciate Free Talk Live. You want to hear more of us, and you want to hear us live. That's all you can do. And use whatever listener contacting methods they give you as a member. I'm not going to give out any sort of contact information because I think only XM listeners should be contacting XM, not everybody. That wouldn't make any sense.
No.
So only if you're actually a subscriber.
So bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They're money for the internet. They are, this is my prediction, one of the most important inventions of the new millennium. I think that bitcoins are going to become ubiquitous. They are a step forward in the area of currency. You haven't seen a lot of step forwards in the area of currency. And if you think that, maybe the little strips of, foil in $100 bills to avoid counterfeiting are, if you think that's a step forward, then let's call these a giant leap forward in currency. Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. They allow you to, they're completely uncounterfeitable. They are mathematically, it's impossible for anyone to inflate the Bitcoin currency. Your account is yours. You control it, as opposed to your bank account that the bank controls and the government controls the bank, so governments control your bank account. As a matter of fact, foreign governments sometimes can get in your bank accounts and control your bank account. That's pretty scary. Bitcoins give you complete control of your money. You can also get a free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. So... Find out more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org and get a free wallet at blockchain.info.
All right, so we'll continue here, and of course we'll take your calls about anything, but I want to continue the story about this 16-year-old suicidal after a really awful day at school. Who knows, he got picked on. He looks like a relatively little guy. He's got glasses on, so they're probably calling him names and picking on him for his size or whatever. Who knows? But because I know how high school kids are, I was picked on. I did some picking on. I did some bullying and was bullied. That's the cycle of abuse.
Kids are mean.
Kids are mean. And so his mom called the cops in desperation, hoping an officer would come talk to him. But what arrived was an army of deputies, according to CBS Atlanta, not to mention an armored tank and a sniper. Says that we would still be sitting, or excuse me, the sheriff said that they'd be still be sitting there today if it weren't for that very, very aggressive act that he made of ramming the gun and a pistol straight through a glass door at our officers.
The gun and a pistol?
That's what he says here. I can't imagine he had two guns, but who knows.
Maybe they
Garrison
did.
Painted a picture of a dangerous gunman taking aim at his officers and defended his sniper's fire. Quote, had that officer not taken the action, there's a good chance of those negotiators that there was also that... Excuse me. There is a good chance one of those negotiators that was there, who also has a family, would not be going home today.
So he's actually coming out and saying that this cop's life is more valuable than this kid's.
Well, I think that...
he's actually saying that.
You know, I think that this is the reasonable and expected outcome of this situation, though. I mean, this kid had a bad day, and he grabbed a gun. Now, the parents have to decide whether or not this is the, you know, this is a good time. Is he a danger to himself or others? And in that situation, okay, should we call the police? If you call the police in a situation where someone has a gun, the chances are very high that the police are going to shoot that person. Mm. And you need to understand that. If you have a suicidal, upset individual on your hands who has a knife or a gun, the chances are very high that person, and you call the police, the chances are very high you have killed them. Now, you need to ask yourself, before you call the police in that circumstance, is this what I want to do? Because I'll tell you, there's some people with guns and knives that I want to see dead. And I'm going to call the police, and they're probably going to take care of those people in that fashion. And so that's what I expect to have happen. However, there are some people that have picked up guns and said things that I don't think deserve to die in my life, and I'm not going to call the police on them.
But the other side of the story has never been told before, a story about a boy described as a pacifist who some say was needlessly killed. Chief investigative reporter Wendy Salzman asked the mother, would you have ever called the police if you had known this could have happened? And she said, of course, that she would not have.
Well, then, 855-453.
Most people don't. They think they're there to help. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features and they are there for you completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts, most of whom want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their websites. Then you get access to the webcam. Then you get access to their archives. Then you get access to, you know, whatever other features they have for you. We give it all away up front. And if you like the show, well, we have ways you can support Free Talk Live. But some of the features that we have for you include the archives, which do go all the way back to late 2006. You may click and download as many of them as you would like. They are all completely free. Go to freetalklive.com. You can grab the last 7 days' worth right there from the top of the site. And then if you want, you can click into our SoundCloud page. Use the left-hand column on the site under Listen and Share. You'll find a SoundCloud link there. Or you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to jump straight to the page from wherever you are online. And the archives, like the rest of the website, completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the best place to go and buy your bitcoins. Just talked about bitcoins in the last segment. If you want to get some bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the way to do it. Also, hold your breath. Version 2 of their website's on its way out, probably this week. Soon, bitinstant.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. Rob's listening in Benton Harbor. We've been talking about a 16-year-old teenager who's been shot to death by the police after mom called them expecting they were going to help the situation. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really such a tragedy. I think, first and foremost, the parents should have realized kind of what they were getting when they called the police. I mean, if you look at the news, you see how the police are nowadays.
I don't know. Do you really see that on the news so much? Like, you know, local news isn't really usually going to cover the police in any sort of hard manner where they're asking hard questions or anything like that.
Well, that's a really valid point, and you know, I appreciate you bringing that up. But look at what we've seen on the national news. We haven't seen a police force that's really out there protecting the common good as so much as being kind of bullies. You know, I mean, if you call and you expect to get a negotiator, and they bring the SWAT team or a small army, you know, I mean, it's just brute force nowadays.
I think that, you know, you're right as far as what you see in the news, and if you're a Free Talk Live listener, you certainly hear plenty of it on this program because there's no shortage of bad police stories.
But remember, this is a bad police story.
Yeah, it absolutely is. They sent an army of cops to deal with a suicidal teenage boy. That's a bad move. That was totally uncalled for. You don't need to call out the Bearcat and bring in the sniper team for that.
Yeah, it seems like overkill.
It's a ridiculous overreaction. But what I wanted to point out was you have to think about the average person and what kind of messages they're getting about the police. So not only are they not getting a real critical message from their local news, just because if the local news is too critical, the police won't give them press releases or interviews, but also look at all the police shows out there. I mean, there's the CSIs, there's the CSI spinoffs, there's the shows that are like CSI, and I've never even seen CSI. I've just heard the name. I know it's big. And there are several shows like this, you know, NYPD Blue. I mean, you can go back years and years and years. Hunter. I mean, you could just go back and back, you know, Magnum PI. There's all kinds of police glorification shows on television out there. And that's a big chunk of what Americans are seeing as far as the police are concerned.
We're indoctrinated to trust these people wholeheartedly because that kind of mass media. They live by three core principles, and it's ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. So, I mean, if you present any three of those things, you know, they make that call. And, you know, I mean, the kid did have the ability to hurt somebody. He did have the opportunity, and there were people in jeopardy. So under those guidelines, they do follow. You know, I mean, they perceive the kid as a threat. I don't believe it was the right judgment call. I mean, he's 16 years old.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't blast some cops just because he's 16. I mean, if he has a gun and knows how to use it, he could hurt some cops. So I get, Mark, what you're saying is that the cops felt they were in danger. The kid had a gun, so they blasted the kid.
That's my point. I mean, if you call me to a situation to handle your suicidal, clearly mentally unbalanced kid because he's suicidal, and I've got a gun on there, I'm going to protect myself. And that's essentially what this squad was doing.
But what's it, did the kid say that he wanted to kill people, or did he say he wanted to kill himself?
What difference does it make? When you point a gun at somebody, you're saying, I want to kill you.
Well, what do we do with people who are going to jump out a window? We negotiate with them.
I agree with you. When people, generally, police don't push people that are looking to that are standing on ledges. But a gun is something that can kill you or kill somebody else.
Well, you know what's interesting?
The person who's on it.
We should probably talk a little bit more about the story. I mean, the police are claiming that you know that this guy pointed a gun at them. However, according to, let's see, this is Mr. Pector, Chuck Pector, who's an attorney. He says that not a single officer out there, not a one, ever saw the gun come through the hole where the break was.
See, that would be my question, and I don't know what the answer is, but I would like to see evidence that a gun was actually pointed.
You're never going to get
and
evidence.
And I understand that,
but
and
Mark
I don't know either
them.
Way.
No, I don't. I believe that the only evidence is the evidence that's portrayed, and the police's, you know, whatever they say is always what's going to be believed. So if you want your suicidal son with a gun to be killed, call the police, because they're going to kill people with guns. That's what they
but
do.
I think that it's easy for us to talk about. And I think in that situation, the mother was probably very emotional,
I'm sure.
Not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
And what do you do when your kid says, hey, I'm going to kill myself, I got a gun? I mean, that's a tough situation.
It is, absolutely.
There's what options do you have?
I don't think your chances are very good.
Rob, any other thoughts?
It doesn't seem... Are you there?
Oh, yeah, right here, go ahead.
Okay. It doesn't seem that she was calling them... out of the worry for her life, but she was seeking help for her son's life.
Absolutely true.
They don't provide that service.
A huge mistake.
It really is a double-edged sword because I think we can all agree that the kid had the ability, there was the opportunity, and people were in jeopardy with a kid with a loaded gun. So it's a complete judgment call. A lesson learned, though, is you can't always count on these people to be the resource that you're expecting them to be.
Thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I absolutely agree.
In the same way that you can't pull a fire alarm and expect the firemen aren't going to come and hack your house to pieces as they attempt to save it. I mean, you don't know what these people are going to do when they show up, and you don't get to tell them.
I've had my car caught fire one time. It was a little oil burn, and one of the guys cut the cable on the battery. You know, and that's a relatively expensive repair, or at least it's a repair that was unnecessary. You know, they're just going to do whatever the book says to do in that circumstance. And that's that.
It just seems like overkill. Like,
absolutely.
Like they could have sent three officers over. They would have outnumbered the kid for sure. They should certainly be prepared in how to deal with people with guns. Bringing a tank and a full squad, that seems total overkill.
Yeah, and for you to defend that, Mark, is outrageous.
Okay, now it's outrageous. You're not making any point. The fact is that these people, you know, what if the sniper just thought he saw a gun come out? That's what's going
to
happen.
That's all they have to do is just say they thought they saw
it. I agree that the mother should not have called the cops and that that is the likely ending, but I don't think it's the right way to deal with it at all.
You think they need to roll a bear cat out for somebody who's threatening suicide is really a ridiculous reaction.
If they have a gun.
But why don't we actually talk about the story, shall we? So the other side says the mom has never been told because the cops are saying this kid pointed a gun at us, we took him out, we had to do our job, blah, blah, blah. Well, Andrew Messina's parents are speaking out for the first time to tell what they say really happened to their son. They say their son had just gotten a bad grade at school. Nick Messina said he just got sad and kind of down on himself and talked about running away, and that discussion turned to ending his life, and I wasn't home. This happened so fast, said
so
Lisa.
So the father wasn't home?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Then he went upstairs. He has the gun in his hand, and he had bullets in the other hand. Andrew picked up the phone and called 911. I need you to get away from him if you think he's going to shoot you, the operator said on the call. Lisa Messina replied, I think he's going to shoot himself. The operator told her to get out of the home, and Lisa said, how many cars are coming? Just one, right? The operator replied, I'm not sure. But the next thing they knew, a slew of officers arrived. Nick said they brought an army to take out a 16-year-old boy, to kill a 16-year-old boy. The team was inside his home, alone with no hostages. He had a 357 Magnum in his hand and was drinking and threatening to kill himself. We'll tell you more about the story. He even actually apparently had a video camera as well with him. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In the remaining moments, we'll tell you the rest. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, down. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli. Dr. Norman Sheely. Dr. Joel Wallach. Matt Stein. The Freeze Dry Guy. Missouri Storm Shelters. Jeff and Karen Olson.
And over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We'll try to sneak your call in here. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the normal podcast commercials, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. I want to continue with some of the information here from CBS Atlanta about the 16-year-old teenager who was shot to death by the police after threatening to kill himself and mom called the cops. Now, the article says Andrew, the teenager, called the cops, but earlier in the article it says mom called the cops, and it just doesn't make sense that Andrew would call the cops. So I'm going to go ahead and believe the summary of the story, which was that mom called the cops.
And that in it that they says that the 911 operator told asked the woman,
the mom,
told her to get out of the house and asked if he was threatening her with a gun.
I think this is bad copy editing on the part of CBS.
It could be that he called them and handed the phone to her, I suppose.
I suppose. Seems unlikely, though. In fact, one of the questions asked of the mom was, would you have ever called the police if you had known this could have happened? And she said she would not have called 911. So pretty clear it was mom. And so we continue with the story. So the police roll up with what it sounds like a Bearcat. It's described as a tank here. Also a sniper and a huge crew of officers. The teen was inside the home with no hostages. He actually took a video of events inside the home, including his conversation, speaking to his father minutes before he died. Nick Messina asked his son, you can't find anything worth living for with me? I don't know, he replied. Really? He asked. I do know personally that I don't want to live, so you should just let this happen if you really love me, his son said. Law enforcement negotiators soon cut off that call and put their negotiator on the phone with the teen. And if...
Well, that can't...
That's disturbing.
It would seem like... it sounds like impatience, and it would seem like it would be not the right way to get somebody who's in an upset and volatile state to listen to you.
Right. Let's take the son off of the phone with his parents and put a hostage negotiator on the line with him. They are still standing out there, Andrew said. Go away or do something. The tension's killing me. Deputies in combat gear surrounded the home with a frightened teen inside. Nick, his father, said we thought they would be experts in being able to defuse the situation, and that was not what happened. Instead of the fire being put out, they brought gasoline. Which, of course, is a perfectly accurate description of how the police tend to escalate situations rather than de-escalating them. And, of course, bringing 20 cops and, and the Bearcat is definitely escalating a situation.
Let me ask you this. If they would have just sent one negotiator with a gun who might have defended themselves and killed the kid, would that have been a different situation? Because,
if it had been one negotiator, the kid might not have been scared as much. I mean, you've got an army outside of your house.
Right. That seems like overkill.
Is that on the negotiation
call? It's not like it's never happened that a suicidal person has gone off and killed a few people in the neighborhood or killed some police. I mean,
There's no evidence for that, though. If he starts threatening other people, then it would,
I would feel better about this story if there was three police officers instead of a full army.
I think it's reasonable that if you call a band of armed individuals to handle an upset armed individual, that armed individual that is upset is likely to die.
Okay, but most people would prefer the police de-escalate a situation like this.
This is a hole in the marketplace that somebody needs an unarmed hostage or suicide negotiator to come in. I don't know what to tell you. I mean...
All right, I don't really care what you want to tell me, because I'd like to continue talking about the story.
Problem, they're liable to blow something up.
I understand what you're saying, Mark. The police are doing the wrong thing. We agree on that point. That doesn't justify what they're doing.
I think the police did the thing that the police are going to do. I don't even know that I consider it wrong.
All right, I don't want to hear any more of it then. So, where's my dad? Isn't he supposed to be here? He asked of the negotiators. He was begging them several times to be able to speak with his father. At the time, his parents were down the street, just a few feet away. Nick said, crying, that it just bothers me more to think my son was in there by himself minutes before his death, asking for me. About 15 minutes before the fatal shot, his parents saw sniper Jason Yarborough walk past them in camouflage with his rifle over his shoulder. His mom said, I couldn't believe the gun he had. I said, whoa, where is he going with that gun? Yarborough set up across the street in a neighbor's yard, which he estimated to be 65 yards from his target. The sniper scope focused on the front door helped him see clearly as if he was holding a gun from just 5 feet away. A minute later, we heard this horrendous cannon shot, and he was dead, his dad said. It was absolute shock and numbness, like, no, there's no way they shot him, but they did, said his mom. The sheriff said the teen made an aggressive gesture that caused a sniper to fire his weapon to protect law enforcement officers. But new evidence presented only to CBS Atlanta News by the attorney for the parents may tell a different story. According to Chuck Pector, the attorney, we have not been able to find any justification whatsoever for that Cherokee County Sheriff sniper to shoot Andrew Messina. Zero, he says. He's a former federal prosecutor and former cop who's been scouring through the case to uncover evidence that Andrew Messina didn't need to die. He said there's nobody in there with him. There's nobody at risk except himself. You just give it time.
So he was
just
in the
wait.
House by himself talking on the telephone?
That's correct.
So the claim was that a gun was pointed out the screen door or something, right?
The claim is that there was an aggressive gesture and supposedly he had a gun. Mm. The standoff had gone on.
You got a guy with a sniper scope trained on you, a sniper rifle trained on you, and in that situation he's gonna pull the trigger some of the time, right?
Okay, Mark.
Do you think that if they would have said, son, we've got a sniper pointed at you, so don't try anything crazy. Why don't you put down the gun? That he wouldn't have put down the gun?
Oh, I don't think they should have ever got on the phone with him while he was talking to his father. I think that's ludicrous.
The stand-up had gone on for a little more than an hour when Messina was killed. The sheriff justified the fatal shot, saying the teen threatened his officers. Andrew was inside the house holding the gun and hit the top pane of glass with the gun. Negotiators were standing outside the house behind a wall around the corner from the door, so they weren't even within firing range.
There were 20 officers. One of them had to be within firing range.
In the Georgia Bureau,
sniper.
Well, it says here that the negotiators were, that's where they were. Mm-hmm. In the Georgia Bureau of Investigation report, Yarborough, the sniper, said he heard a pop that sounded like a gunshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he observed Messina through his rifle scope.
The guy's on knife's edge. He's been, looking at this kid through for an hour. Lifeguards are generally only kept on duty for 15 minutes because you can only be observant for that period of time.
He claimed he observed the teen through his rifle scope, pointing the pistol at deputies, although the attorney says not a single officer, not a one, ever saw the gun come through the hole where the break was. Pector argues that any trained law enforcement officer would know the difference between breaking glass and a .357 Magnum being fired, and not a single shot was ever fired from Andrew Messina's weapon. And Pector says there's another problem. He says he pretty much had his back to the negotiation team when he was shot. How could he possibly have been threatening them?
Mm.
The bullet came through the door while Andrew was inside the home. The autopsy report says Andrew was shot in the right side of his abdomen, and the bullet exited the left side. According to that description, the teen was facing the opposite direction from where the negotiators were outside the home. Yarborough was on the scene in less than 20 minutes before he pulled the trigger and admitted that he didn't even know if there was a hostage inside. Pector and others are concerned the sniper acted in haste. Without being properly briefed that Andrew was a suicidal teen and not a hardened criminal. I mean, this guy didn't know anything. He just showed up on the scene with his sniper rifle.
Heard a noise and shot the kid.
Shot the perp. obviously was an act of aggression against him, said Susan Estaham, who's one of the former teachers, and my perception of the situation was that he was not himself being aggressive. Salzman asked neighbor Leanna Tucker, would this make you hesitate to call the police? She replied, I would never call them for help now. This is just a neighbor.
You know, I think that what we need to do is apply the, you know, the standard that I like to apply here is what would happen if this was you and me that did this and not somebody with a badge? Because a badge doesn't grant extra rights. Individuals have rights, and those individuals, supposedly the social contract says, give up a certain amount of their rights in order to the government, and that government then, you know, uses its agency powers to use, you know, to do society's rights. But there's no right to, you know, just assume you can shoot somebody through their window if they're not holding any, if they're not being aggressive.
You mean as a non-cop?
So this, it sounds to me like if there was a mistake made, this cop needs to go on trial.
Oh, don't worry. The internal investigation has already found that there was no criminal wrongdoing by the sniper.
So, you know, there needs to, you know, there needs, if I accidentally shot someone in this circumstance, if I shot somebody who I thought he was threatening somebody, and they find out that I shot a guy that was facing the opposite direction of the people that I thought he was threatening,
you'd
there would
be in
probably
big trouble.
Be a trial.
Salzman, who's the CBS News lady, attempted at the time to interview the sheriff, the sniper, and the commander on the scene, but the sheriff's office refused, saying that the case is closed. So, yeah, once again, I don't believe the police's story. I believe the other story. The police's story, this kid threatened us and pointed a gun at us. But there's no real evidence to prove that. It's just the cop's claims.
Well, there's evidence of the guy being shot through the side, so they have some evidence of the
that he wasn't facing
orientation
out the
of the individual. And right. I think that that's, so far, that's the only evidence that's been portrayed in this circumstance. And, you know, I think that when it comes down to it, I think police should be treated like civilians in this circumstance. I don't think there should be a difference. These should be people that, you know, are paid to agency our rights, not to, you know, just do whatever they want and not be held accountable.
Andrew and Ithaca, call us tomorrow night. We didn't have time to sneak you in here. Call us tomorrow right at the top of the show. We'll have plenty of time for you then at 855-450-FREE. And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out more of Julia at pukeandthegang.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got vampires? Zombies looting the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.